Welcome to Sister Speak True Blood, where we discuss season 5 of the HBO series True Blood from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister J.
And I'm Sister K. And welcome to episode 48. Let's get started.
Okay.
All right. Welcome, Sister J.
Welcome, Sister K.
And today we're going to be talking about episode 10 of season 5 of True Blood titled Gone, Gone, Gone.
And you're still coughing, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm still coughing, but it's been getting better, but it seems like at the end of the day, it's worse because
You've had to talk and stuff.
Talk all day and stuff, so I was doing better, but...
Okay. All right, well, this is Gone, 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 and I'm ready for it to go, go, go.
What?
This has been my least favorite episode of the whole season. I thought it had some good elements in it, but it was a piss poor episode in my opinion.
I didn't think so.
I was so daggone bored in this whole damn thing. But let me tell you, let me get this out.
Yeah.
Okay. I am so irritated and disappointed that the first time we see Sam and Luna, where's the confrontation with Martha? Where is she getting upset that, where's my baby?
Yeah.
And everything. They just totally whitewashed that. Just totally went over it to put some other bullshit shit in there. You know?
Well, they had to.
No, they didn't have to.
Well, can I finish real quick?
Well, I wasn't done.
I talk slow right now. Well, just before you finish, on that issue with Martha... They're not going to be able to show us every single little conversation. Although, I agree with you. I would have liked to have seen that between Martha and Luna. Hey, you said he's going to protect my baby. What the fuck going on?
They should have cut out that stupid effing Hoyt shit. And showed us Luna and Sam. When we left them, they was going to pick up Emma. That we should have at least seen from that point on. What happened when they went to pick up Emma? I was so disappointed. I was so disgusted with that. I thought, that is so lazy. Oh, I hate lazy shit.
I will say, I was disappointed too. I would have liked to seen that confrontation between Martha and Luna, where you know Martha's upset and Luna's going to be highly pissed because she's already pissed.
Yeah.
But I would have liked to seen it because I feel like the lack of Martha being with them to help find her is an issue.
Yeah.
Martha would not sit back and say, okay, y'all just go on and find her.
That's what I'm talking about. The whole thing is stupid. The whole thing with Sam and Luna and little Emma is so stupid.
Well, but that part, the part where they're sneaking.
Oh, it made me so
irritated. You know,
irritated.
Sneaking in, that part I like. Because I'm thinking, okay, use what you can do. You can morph into other things. You can sneak your way in. This is going to be the only way, really, probably, that's going to help them find Emma, but also help Eric and Bill and Jessica, who's now there, because now we have other people inside who can shift and do stuff. But anyway, I feel like Martha would have said, well, let me come with you and help you. I have this in because we're part of the pack that he's feeding, and she would have maybe made JD help her, but they should have had Martha there.
Well, you're just making up shit. How do we know? Because they didn't write that. How do we know that's what Martha would have said?
You can't tell me that after Martha.
Oh, please.
Sister J, listen.
The whole point.
Martha is fighting. The whole time we've seen Martha, she's fighting for her son's body.
This is not a podcast about what you think is going to happen.
Yes, it is. What the fuck are you talking about?
This is a podcast about we're discussing what happened in the episode.
And we're talking about when we talk about what we think is going to happen or what should happen. It's our opinions about a show. Where the hell have you been?
I'm tired of this conversation.
Because you're not having the conversation.
I was telling you why I dislike this episode.
And I'm telling you.
And you done morphed all into, well, Martha would do this, and Martha would do that. How you know? We don't know because we didn't get that scene.
Exactly.
You know?
That's what I'm talking about.
Shoot.
You're just disgruntled and don't want me to talk about anything.
Let's move on then.
Well, let me finish what I'm saying.
Well,
I finished in a minute. but you kept talking.
Well, hurry up.
All I'm saying is, Martha, from the time we've seen her, has been fighting for her son's dead. She wants his body. She wants a relationship with her granddaughter. She got the relationship with her granddaughter. Now somebody snatched her. You going to tell me she's going to sit at home and let someone else look for her? No. She's going to go and fight and try to find her as well. And the fact that they didn't, and I'm agreeing with your funky ass, and the fact that they didn't allow that conversation to show on the show puts all that to the side and is totally out of character for all of them.
It was stupid. That whole sneaking in, they white rats and they snap. That was stupid. Yeah, it was just
that
stupid.
That part I'm okay with, because what else are they going to do? They had to sneak somewhere to get her.
And that whole, the whole thing to me is just really, really.
The whole thing of
bore.
Which one?
Of them trying to find Emma, they're sneaking in, and then they have to change into these little rats. And of course, Emma is changing back to her human form, and Steve Newland chastises her for that. And
that part,
and
I liked.
Oh, please.
Because remember, so last week we said, or someone said, maybe it was a list, I think it was someone who said, you know, if they're not careful, Nigel going to be trying to get Emma
when she turns
into a girl. And exactly what Steve Newland said when she changed, like, do you want Nigel to see you?
He just didn't want her to be in human form. He could care less about Nigel because he knows Russell is there. Russell could snap Nigel's neck. Because, and your clue to that is he called her a punk. He says, your mama doesn't even want you. She says, I want my mommy. She says, your mama don't want you, punk. And then she runs off.
Well, he wants her to be the cute dog.
Oh, please.
Yes, we know this.
That was just so dumb. Anyway, I was just irritated.
Oh, my goodness, it's a day.
I was irritated. I did not like this episode. It was stupid.
Well, I like the part with when he said, do you want Nigel to see you? You need to change back. I didn't like him calling her punk and all that. Of course, she's going to want her mama. So I'm interested to see in the next episode how they try to
And it was so out. Stupid to see Sam and Luna run out of the case, the purse or something, as these white rats. If that's where they were that whole time, she would have morphed back into Luna when she heard her little baby girl say, I want my mama.
No, she wouldn't.
Yes, yeah, she would.
Because how are they going to get the fuck out?
Well, but hey. We know she's high-headed. She wouldn't have thought that far.
No, they...
No, she wouldn't.
No.
Anyway, I'm tired of them, too.
Well...
I'm tired of that.
The part that I did not like is that they staked Molly, which I liked Molly. So they staked little Molly. She gone. Comes to Eric. Bill ain't going to try to fight for Molly, but he's going to fight for Eric. He's going to allow him to take the blood again. Of Lilith.
And he's not allowing him. He's forcing him to do it.
Well, he's allowing it.
No.
Because Eric told him, let me go ahead and kill me. He's like, well, if you don't accept this, we're going to have to give you the true death. He's like, well, go ahead.
Yeah.
So, because Nora is begging him to let Eric have another chance.
But that's not allowing. He is forcing. They are forcing him to drink the blood so he can hallucinate.
Yes, but that doesn't mean. Okay, Sister Jay. It's going to be tough to have this podcast.
Yes, it is, because let me tell you, there's a whole bunch of shit in this stupid podcast, stupid episode 10, that was really, really poor, in my opinion. I mean, they must have new writers for every episode or something.
Okay, be specific.
Well,
that's the point of us.
Well, another thing is, when they do hallucinate, when Eric and Nora start hallucinating, and of course they see Godric first, and then here comes, what you call him? Lilith. And she's still naked, you know. But then, when they hallucinate that she kills Godric and all the blood splashes on her, it didn't even look like a real person. It looked like CGI shit.
Well, it looked like she looked in the first episode.
No, but it looked like she was like a CGI character. Just by the way her head moved and her body moved and everything, it was really, really awful, in my opinion. That whole scene, I thought, oh my goodness, come on, hurry up and get over with this stuff. And you know, we normally watch the episode more than one time. I was fast forwarding through that shit. I was, just like I was through all the Hoyt shit too. You know, because it was just so boring to me.
Now, I liked the Hoyt stuff.
I did.
Are we going to skip around? Or are we?
It was, yeah, we can skip around. To me, it was just like that Alcide scene. It was too long.
No, I liked the Hoyt stuff because it made sense. If they're going to have him go away, they needed to have some kind of closure.
That's true, but it was too damn long.
And I liked it for the fact that it gave us the opportunity to see Jason's emotions around him not having his best friend, too. Because up until now, we've only seen Hoyt's side of that, really. Jason's been involved with, you know, the cop stuff, Jessica stuff, but we haven't seen him really deal with the fact that doesn't have his best friend anymore. So I like that part. And I thought it was really sad, too, because when Hoyt, you know, we've been saying Hoyt needs to buck the fuck up. He needs to just quit all the whining. And this was a great solution, in my opinion, on how he could do that.
Well, they have to do something with him. I don't have any problem with that. At least he'll be gone.
He'll be gone, yeah.
And that's a good thing. But the scenes were just too damn long. Okay, get on with it. Glamour the boy, leave. You know.
They were trying to show the
emotion.
It
was just too long. And it was boring as hell, in my opinion. The best part of his whole scenes was Maxine Fortenberry when she was driving his ass. I guess she drove him
from the hospital.
From the hospital. She was telling him all what she did. I sold half my doll collection to make room for you and stuff, you know. And she said, I bought you a California King bed. She said, I don't like that state, but it's a good bed or a mattress, you know. And that kind of stuff. I mean, she's really good, and I like that. And you know, when he was telling her that he was going to leave and why and everything, I thought that was good. But that scene in Merlot's was just
too damn long. I liked it.
Oh, it was so long.
I liked it.
And then the follow-up scene when Jason stops him as a patrol officer and he doesn't recognize Jason and stuff. Oh,
I like that scene, too.
And when Jason was sitting back in the car crying, I laughed.
Sister J, you're awful.
I did. I laughed. I said, oh, come on
now.
That
was a good scene.
That was not. That was hokey.
It was a good scene.
It was so hokey.
You would do that if you had lost the best friend you've had since kindergarten. Maybe your old mean butt wouldn't. But some people would. I liked it because I like seeing this other side of Jason.
Lord.
And that's why I like the whole thing. I actually like Jason and Sookie the whole episode. Like I said last week with
the best scenes of Jason was
Lafayette
when he found the parchment thing.
When they were together, I like seeing that camaraderie, and I like seeing Jason and Sookie back together and camaraderie too. As brother and sister, I like that.
Well, the best part of Jason's scenes was when he was at Sookie's house and trying to figure out, you know, who this Warlow is, and he found the little parchment scroll in the floorboard. That was that whole little scene, that was pretty good. That was good, but...
That was good, too. I agree, because they were kind of teasing each other. He was saying, well, what did they actually say? And she's like, well, she didn't actually say the box. He's like, okay, well, what did she say? You know, all that was good. I like that togetherness they had. And I like that when he was getting upset in the car, you know, she didn't say nothing. She didn't say, well, you have to let him go again. She didn't say that twice. She just kind of let him cry and hugged him and just went on, which I liked that part. I thought that was good. And actually this time, Luna didn't piss me off. She didn't irritate me. I like that.
She irritated me.
I like that part, too.
Ooh.
I really, really am interested in the scenes once... what's his name? Oh, my gosh. Once Bill had Jessica come to the authority, and the scenes where Bill was showing her around, and then he starts talking about the Bible, the book of Lilith, and she's looking at him, and I'm thinking the same thing when she said, because, you know, her parents were holy roller type people. And she said, well, this sounds like a lot like what my parents would have me do when we went to Bible study. And so she's going to know that other background, and just the way she's looking, I'm thinking, Jessica is going to have to try to knock some sense into him.
I don't think so.
She's already looking suspect. And then Bill finally only looks a little suspect when Russell starts talking about Sookie and about fairy blood.
Well, he only looks suspect because Russell called them out. Northman and Compton, they tasted the same fairy I tasted. And everybody's looking like, what? Because that's the first they ever knew about. That's why he's looking all shifty. Because he's thinking, aw, shit.
No, he's thinking, aw, shit, Sookie.
Yeah. Well, of course they are. They both are thinking that.
Right.
You know, of course they are. So that was, that. Yeah, whatever.
Oh, and did you catch the scene before when Steve Newland was on TV and they were watching it? And Russell's talking about, oh, isn't he cute? Isn't your daddy handsome? And Kid Way looked at him like, what the fuck?
Like, you got to be crazy.
And then on the, but they didn't, they kind of took the camera away from that scene. But Steve was making reference to that senator being gay.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's like, well, I think if you look back and probe a little deeper, you'll see that we are hitting on the same team. And then when they said, well, Senator, do you have a response? He just kind of sat there because that's the same Senator Lafayette was messing with back in season one or two.
It was season one.
Which I thought was interesting that they brought him back and that he's still a senator. So I like that part. But then Russell, of course, we knew this was going to happen sooner or later, got rowdy-bowdy with it, and his true self or his true feelings started coming out. And now they all can see, which is going to be interesting in the next episode on what they do with this, because he's like, fuck Lilith. I don't care about all this Lilith religion shit.
We knew that.
Yeah, we knew that, but they didn't. Or I guess they ignored it. And he says, I want to daywalk. And he's still on that kick. He wants to figure out a way to daywalk. And even Salome was saying, well, we're not supposed to do all that. That's not what we're meant to do. He snatched her up so quick.
And well, he snatched her up because she said fairies are an abomination.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just that's not what we're supposed to do. It's just that that's an abomination to her and her little Lilith religion, you know?
She also said, I took you, I saved you, and I can put you back.
That's why
and
he
that's when he
threw
snatched her up.
Yeah, that's when he threw her against the wall and said, you must be crazy.
And he said, I can kill all y'all.
And I knew he was older than all of them.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I knew he was older than all of them, so.
Show it. Now, I don't know what they thought was going to happen because, you know, what if she did get him out and they know he's dangerous and crazy? They already know this. And I guess they thought they could control him.
They believed him when he said he was converted, when he said he was, you know, born again and stuff. And he led them to believe that he was just one of them.
That's true.
You know, he knew that they wanted to use him to kill Roman. He didn't have no problem with that because, you know, he killed the magister. He don't believe in that AVL shit no way.
The authority, even back then he was like,
of course.
Hating the authority.
He don't care about no authority. He said, I am the authority. I'm the oldest thing out here, which evidently he is.
Yep.
So, you know.
So, but what did you think, which I find it interesting in this episode, that they, when we go switch over.
There was nothing interesting in this episode.
What about Pam and Tara? You didn't like that?
The only part of it I liked was when Tara killed Elijah. And
okay,
that's his
so
name.
That's, what
that's
I'm
the
thinking.
Sheriff.
Yeah, Elijah. Which I thought was really strange that they use that name. Because isn't that one of the Vampire Diaries old...
But that's a whole different thing.
I know.
It's a whole different show.
I know. Similar name. Anyway, but I found it interesting that they had this scene. Because maybe this is going to be how they have to try to get Russell, you know, surprise his ass.
They can't do that. He's too fast.
But even though Elijah was older than Pam and Tara, well, shit, Tara's only a week or so old.
But
she was able to get the scoop on him.
But that's because Ginger stuck him with the silver knife.
Right.
She stuck him with the silver dagger. Well, you, silver, you know.
So that's what
if nothing else, it's going to slow him down.
That's what they're going to have to do to Russell. If they ever want to get him, they're going to have to surprise him.
They're not going
to
get Russell. They're not bringing Russell back just for them to kill him.
Well, I don't want him to be killed, honestly.
Yeah. And they're not. That's
they
just not going
to
happen.
They don't have to do something with his ass.
Yeah. That's just not going to happen. He's going to, because he's older than all of them, so, you know. And I don't have a problem with that.
So. When he was getting mad again, his little German accent came out.
Mm-hmm. Whenever he whenever he is being his true self, though, he drops that little Southern accent.
Quick. Yes.
Because when Russell was telling them all, you know, y'all stupid. You know, we are the most powerful things on the earth, and y'all talking about school reform and learn and teaching people. He said, y'all stupid. He said, we need to be, you know, figuring out a way to capture us some fairies and synthesize their blood so we can walk in the daytime, which I think he's smart. So that's going to be, if there's another season, that's going to be the next season.
Mm. Mm-hmm. There is going to be another one.
Yeah. So, you know, so that part was good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I liked all the scenes with Russell. I actually liked the scenes with Steve because, you know, I like Steve Newland's character.
Yeah, he does a good job. Mm-hmm. But it was just boring.
I enjoyed this episode a lot because I don't feel like every episode has to be action-packed. I think that they have kind of, in the first season, to me, they balanced the action and the character emotion and stuff better. But now, like, probably people like you, if there's no action in it constantly, you feel like it's a boring episode.
That's why I don't like it.
You just said it was boring.
It was boring to me.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be action. It's just stupid and boring. It's just like they don't follow through with shit.
Well, that
you know,
is
I don't like that kind of stuff. That stuff is boring to me. I would not waste my time with, and our one listener who said last week that she goes to work at 4 o'clock, so she don't want to waste her time watching episodes. Ooh, I know she's probably upset this week because, I mean, it was just a hodgepodge of shit to me, you know?
I enjoyed
it. And the stuff that was the most boring, they just carried the scenes way too long.
I enjoyed this episode a lot. I teared up. Mm. I laughed.
Yeah, I laughed,
I wasn't annoyed with Luna like I
Who
normally
I
am.
I was annoyed with her. Because every
For once,
episode,
the anger, she needs to be angry because her daughter is gone.
Yeah, but see, because there was no follow through with her finding out her daughter is with Russell, was snatched by Russell and shit, then it's just like the same little bullshit anger she's had every episode where she's scowling and talking all tough and all. Oh, it's so boring. It is so boring. And it's getting to be a cliche with her character, and that's not a good thing, in my opinion.
So what did you think about the scene with Andy and Holly and Lafayette?
Well, that was cute. I mean, that was meant to be like the tender moment comic relief type scene.
I liked it.
And it was cute. But, yes. I mean, once again, that lasted, what, 10 seconds? And then we're back to some bullshit scene with Hoyt or something.
Oh,
I mean, they could have expanded that scene. Anyway, that's my opinion.
And then what did you think at the beginning, because we're skipping all over the place today, when Mike Spencer come walking through and he's a vampire?
Yeah, well.
So I guess they're trying to continue the story that they're mandating people make more vampires.
Right, and since by the time Andy got over there, Sookie was saying, well, he couldn't have been but a day or two old. So he was like really new vampire, you know. So
why couldn't he?
Well, because obviously they had some dealings with him.
Well, it made me think about, you remember that episode the last time we saw him where he kept saying, oh, I couldn't get away from this girl. Maybe he just made that shit up because it was daytime and he had to wait till night to get out to the crime scene.
It could be. I mean, he could have been turned then, but that's only been a couple days.
True.
From this. I mean, you know, time-wise, this don't advance too much.
Right.
You know, so.
That's true.
So, yeah, and that's what she meant.
That scene I thought was a dream at first. I'm thinking, this is not real.
No, I didn't think so. I didn't think so. But
chomping her.
What I didn't realize is I didn't realize any wood would do.
Yeah.
See, because I had forgotten about any wood would do. But that was pretty smart on her part.
Although, in the real world, I don't think chopsticks would have went through a jacket and his skin.
Well, the way she was punching it, yeah, it would have. And because he's a vampire, so he would have been real sensitive to wood. And she did it in his neck. There wasn't no cloth there.
No, it was on his back.
Oh well, it looked like his neck to me.
She was trying to aim for the heart, I think. Mm. Well, I liked the episode. I enjoyed it. I liked the emotion in it.
I did.
I do want to see what the F is going on with Bill's ass.
I don't care.
I hope Jessica can talk some sense into his butt.
She won't. She's the child. She won't.
She's peeping in the background.
Yeah, that's
all
true.
All the stuff. I think once they realize that Russell's going to be loose looking for fairies and shit,
that's probably what's going to do it.
What's going to do them to venture out from the authority is to try to help Sookie.
Probably.
If they can even find her, because she's not at home. She was on her way to Jason's house.
Yeah, but, you know, that doesn't take a genius to figure out, oh, let's go look there too. You know, that is her brother.
Yeah.
So, and that whole fairy thing at the end with, this parchment's over 200 years old. Well, we can count, you know. Anyway, that was just dumb to me. The only interesting part about that whole ending was Morella's pregnant. She looked like she ready to pop.
She was big.
And Andy the daddy.
You know it.
Yeah, so. But other than that, that was a lackluster scene.
She was weird acting, too, yeah. To me. The Morella.
Yeah. She acted very strange.
She was, like, just looking at them all, talking to them. Like, maybe she's not even telling them the real deal. But that was interesting where now we know that Warlow was promised Sookie.
Yep.
But why? That's what we need to find out.
I don't care.
And who is Warlow?
Yeah. That whole storyline, I just want to know who is Warlow. I don't care why. I'm getting bored with it. I'm just getting bored with it. I'm ready to move on.
Oh, I'll be sad when it's gone.
Not me. Not this season.
Mm-mm. Dang, Sister Jane.
I know. And I hate feeling that way, but this was just a wasted episode, in my opinion.
All right, just wasted. This is going to be a short one, y'all.
Well, hey.
Okay, so let's get to the email then. And I'm going to try to read, and I think I'll be all right.
Okay.
Okay, our first email is from Danielle.
Hey, Danielle.
She says, first of all, take a sip of Diet Coke. I am loving Tara this season. At first, I was not so sure about her being a vampire, but I think she makes a badass vampire. Pam has the best lines this season. I think it was awesome when Tara took out the sheriff guy.
Yep.
I didn't like him. I am ready for Nora, Bill, Russell, sorry, Sister J, Steve, and the other remaining authority members to be gone, gone, gone. Eric needs to stop faking, save Emma, find Sam and Luna, and return Emma to them and help them escape, and then take out the authority and make Jessica queen of Louisiana. Oh, I don't think she'd make a good queen.
No, I don't think so either.
I know you two are tired of Luna, but if you think about it, she's a mother, and if someone is threatening your child or tried to kill your child, you'd be pretty pissed off, too. I don't have kids. I do have a dog, and I know if someone tried to hurt her, I'd be pretty ticked off. Oh, and I do love the whole Sookie and Jason storyline. The Faye stuff is pretty cool as well. I think Warlow is a vamp we have not met. I don't really think it was Russell, Eric, or Bill. Well, I have to go to work now. Have a nice day and get well soon, Sister K. Danielle. P.S. I'm a Caucasian and I do close my blinds at night.
Oh, that's good.
I have trees in front of my house so no one can really see me on the second floor. And I will admit I used to leave them open, but I just feel more comfortable with them closed at night now, especially during the summer months. I keep my fan facing me because it was 100 degrees the other night and it was hot.
Mm.
And that's from Danielle.
Thank you, Danielle, for that email.
Thank you, Danielle.
Yeah, keep your curtains closed.
Well, wait a minute. Don't you have some air conditioning?
Yeah.
She said she's got a fan.
Hmm.
So maybe she don't have air conditioning.
Yeah, well, yeah. Every place doesn't, I guess.
That's true, up in the north. Mm.
But I don't want all of them to be gone. I just want certain ones to be gone.
Yeah, I like Russell.
Oh, yeah.
I like Steve.
Yeah.
They're really not giving Kibwe and Rosalind and Nora much to do. Or not, Salome, not really. Really. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
So
they can go.
But we do need our normal people. But I do want Russell to stay. I don't think he needs to. I would like him to stay and be the regular antagonist.
They're not going to have Russell leave because they brought him back for a reason. Because he has, just like with Lafayette and some other of the main characters, he has a huge following. Everybody like Russell. So,
yeah.
You know, if that keeps people watching, then they're going to have him back. So he'll be back. They're not going to get rid of him. And rightly so.
Yes, and I want to see how they try to deal with him, even though they won't be able to. I want to see it. So hopefully don't skip over that part. Thank you, Danielle. Our next email is from Shalita.
Hey, Shalita.
Hey, sisters. Get better soon, Sister K. Thank you. Should we send the fairies over with some chicken soup? No, thank you. Gone, episode 10. All I have to say is they are really bringing it in these last few episodes. So today I'm apologizing up front because I feel a long one coming on.
Oh, Lord.
First of all, who in their right mind would turn nasty old Mike Spencer into a vampire? Just ew. It sure is a good thing Sookie ordered Chinese. But who knew Bon Temps had a Chinese food place that delivered in the boonies? Laugh out loud. But Andy and Sookie had me cracking up talking about him. That was funny.
Oh, talking about Spencer?
Yeah. She's like, he wanted to suck my toes. Speaking of Andy, how cute was he and Holly? Obviously, that's not going to last because no couple gets to be happy for long on this show. Mm-hmm. And clearly, Andy is about to be the father of a half-baby. Can't wait to see his face when he finds out. Jessica, Jason, and Hoyt broke my heart. They had me crying during the scene.
Oh, Lord.
I teared up, too.
Lord.
Jessica still loves him. She's not in love with him anymore. But I don't think Alaska is a good place to be when vampires are running out of true blood. Isn't it dark there, like 6 months out of the year or something?
Yep.
And poor Jason. I wanted to give him a hug, too, when he broke down in the squad car. Mm. Poor baby. And I have really been enjoying his scenes with Sookie this year. I have, too. But I have this bad feeling like they're getting these sweet scenes with them out the way before something bad happens. Been having a sense of foreboding about Jason ever since I saw the promos of the last three episodes. Yeah. The one for episode 11 didn't cure me of that either. As for Sookie, how cute was it that Jason figured something out better with her? How cute was it that Jason figured something out better than her? Laugh out loud. And the twins are definitely making their presence known. But she's been in some cute stuff to hide them. Oh, so she's having twins. I think I remember hearing that. I have no idea what to say about the contact with Warlow. I really don't think he's a vampire anymore, though. I think he's some kind of crazy fairy or something. Either way, huh? Guess the Stackhouses tend to have boys. The only other fae bears in the family we know of are Granddaddy Earl and Hunter. But both Sookie and Jason should stay with the fairies until this mess calms down. Wasn't enough Lala this week, but loved him and Sam pulling weapons on those guys. And him making that meal for Andy and Holly was so sweet. As expected, Luna is losing her shit. Kind of glad we didn't see her confront Martha. She doesn't feel bad enough as it is. That was rather ingenious hitching a ride to the authority. Just have no idea how the heck they're going to get out. Now on to the authority. First of all, R.I.P., Techie Molly. Glad you got to make your speech at the end and died with your head held high, but very ironic to be killed with your own creation. Mm-hmm. I gotta admit, I did a ginger scream when that Lilith ripped off Godric's head. Even Nora freaked out. I think her faith is going to waver a bit after that. I hope. But y'all know Eric is faking. And Russell knows Eric is faking. Because he was faking all along.
Yep.
And now Russell is going after Sookie. And as much as I despise Bill, I was happy to see the concerned look on his face when Russell started talking about the Fae. Eric was trying not to look panicked, but I think Nora could tell something was up.
Yep.
And poor Jess. She escapes one religious fanatic father just to get to a new one. While I do believe now that there is a tiny part of Bill that still cares for Sookie, I think he truly is a Lilith disciple at the same time. If he truly drinks all that blood, I think it will kill any love he has for Sookie. Long-time drug use will jack you up. Russell is the man. Why didn't he stake Slimy, a.k.a. Salome? But it was fun watching him toss her around. But I knew he wasn't a true believer. Now it looks like he's going after the Stackhouses. Uh-oh. Emma needs to stay a wolf pup because as mean as it was to tell her that her mom didn't want her no more, Steve was right about Nigel. Yes, he was.
Yeah, they can control Nigel, though.
If they catch his ass. Save the best for last. Tara killing that Marilyn Manson wannabe. Mm-hmm. That's my girl right there. Her and Ginger made a great team. Plus, it's just not a season of True Blood without Ginger screaming her head off, laughing my ass off. And while Pam was concerned about the ramifications, I do believe she was proud of her girl. I know Eric would be. Unfortunately, it looks like Rosalind shows up at Fantasia in next week's episode. She's 2,000 years old, not going to be an easy fight, and I think she's Steve's maker, too. She seemed awfully proud of him this week. Huh, that's interesting. See, I've always thought it was Salome, just by the way she's always looking at him, but it could be Rosalind. That's all for now. Only 2 episodes left. No idea how they're going to end this one, but from the promos, it doesn't look good for Jason. Russell gets him, and it looks like he's being buried in the ground with Jessica. Not a good sign at all. They can't make him a vampire. The boy barely has impulse control as it is. Until next time, sisters. Shalita. P.S. Though the weight will surely kill us, don't get back on the air until you're feeling much better, Sister K. You take care of yourself, and we will wait. Well, thank you, Shalita.
Thank you, Shalita, for that email. That's nice.
And it was long, long.
Yeah, it was long, girl.
But you had a lot of great stuff in there. I agree with you on most of this. Of course, Sister J doesn't, as you can tell.
Well, it's not that I disagree. I like Russell. I like the fact that I didn't like Steve Newland's part this episode. I didn't like how he talked to the kid, nor what he said, and I just didn't like it.
Okay, well, on to the next email is from Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
Hey, Jackie. Hi, lovely sisters. Sister K, I hope that pesky cough is going away and that you're feeling better. Sister J, I hope that you've had fun riling her up while she couldn't talk without coughing. First of all, I have to call bullshit on Sookie's Chinese takeout. Mm-hmm. Where the hell are the Chinese people in Bon Tom?
Yep.
No, she says Bon freaking Tom. Mm-hmm. Come on, show. I did love Sookie using her chopsticks to stake the shit out of that creepy corner. On the plus side, I can now totally justify all of my takeout utensils and condiments hoarding with my fiancé. I hope Russell won't take Steve out for Chinese next week before jacking up Sookie, because there goes Mom Pomp's only source for sweet and sour pork. Did you catch Jason casually peeking under that teddy bear's dress? Yes. That was hilarious. Jason might have had an epiphany about his lusty horn dog ways, but it was like a reflex or muscle memory for him to toss up those skirts. Mm-hmm. Why the hell would the Stackhouse siblings even bother with a non-fairy college professor for the old scroll translation? That's like checking WebMD for your symptoms when you have Dr. Oz or Dr. Sanjay Gupta on speed dial. Mm-hmm. That's true.
I wondered that.
Russell did what they didn't think about the fairy part.
I don't know why they wouldn't have.
Yeah, that's true. Russell did what we all wish we could do during a really boring staff meeting. Now we just need to practice our ancient Germanic accent. Regarding his declaration that he doesn't give 2 shits about Lilith, wow, I'm so surprised at that revelation, said no True Blood viewer ever. Salome practically had neon signs on her forehead to alert that she had some kind of fishy connection with the fairies. She has got to be some kind of a fairy-vamp hybrid, right? Maybe she's an old fairy that lost her light, like Claude kept repeating ad nauseum. Too bad Russell didn't take her boring ass after his I quit this bitch speech. Didn't stake her boring ass. So she's thinking that Salome is that she's a fairy?
I don't think so.
Vamp hybrid? I don't think so either.
Yeah, I don't think so.
R.I.P. poor techie Molly. But yay for Tara and Ginger for teaming up against that lame sheriff. Although he did give me my favorite new catchphrase now, ice your clam.
He did say that.
I know quite a few dramatic bitches who ought to follow that advice. Tara's Gone with the Wind paraphrase was awesome. Did you all die laughing too when Steve Newland scolded Emma and clapped at her like she just peed on the carpet?
No, I didn't.
Holly and Andy had better enjoy the hell out of Lala's delicious romantic dinner while they can before Morella takes Andy to the fairy version of the Maury Povich show for some baby daddy testing. Andy Belfour, you are the father. Cut to some fairy dude doing the cabbage patch on stage. Mm. As always, thanks for an awesome podcast, ladies, and I look forward to hearing your and everyone else's feedback. Craving some sweet and sour pork now, Jackie.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank
for
you,
that
Jackie.
Email.
Those are some good points. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Why would they even go to the professor when they could have just went straight to the fairies?
I thought about that, and then the stuff he was saying, I think, was supposed to be a joke or, you know, a comedy
funny
or something, and it wasn't, in my opinion. So,
okay, our next email is from Kendra.
Hey, Kendra.
Hi, sisters. I am with you. I am also tired of the poor-ass writing for True Blood.
Yep.
We've had a few bright spots. Tara becoming a vampire, her complicated relationship with Pam, and some good one-liners from Russell Lafayette, Ruby Jean, Maxine Fortenberry, and other characters. However, the writing has been inconsistent, and I can't believe they've spent the whole season in the authorities' chamber. That's true.
Yeah.
The writers had an opportunity here and blew it. Someone needs to do their research. What kind of cult keeps to themselves?
Yeah.
It would have been more interesting seeing Bill hit the streets, passing out religious Bibles and pamphlets to other vampires. How in the world are they going to pass an edict that vampires procreate before they've indoctrinated their clan with the Lilith ideology? Vampires could have hidden safely in their caskets as Salome and the gang knocked on doors with religious booklets in hand. Am I the only one who used to hide from the Jehovah's Witnesses? No, and I won't tell you what I used to call them. Furthermore, looks like the economy hit Bon Temps hard this year with all the recycling going on this season. The Smoke Monster, Wolf Pup, and limited sets. I bet Salome and the gang traveled from Bon Temps to New Orleans via Greyhound.
Mm.
Well, see, the authority is in New Orleans.
Right.
It's not in Bon Temps.
Right.
But they don't really... They said that once or twice, and then that's it. But they are in New Orleans. Anyway, I love Tara staking the Russell Brand lookalike and the scenes between Jason and Sookie. The opening scene with Sookie staking the vampire was also great. Damn, 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 in my best Florida Evans voice. Sookie just can't keep the floor clean. Also, Steve and Russell dancing to Katy Perry was entertaining, and the Steve-Emma scene was funny. Do you want Daddy to eat you? Russell's scenes were especially first rate. He romanced Steve, spent quality time with his baby, pet Emma, and disavowed his allegiance to Lilith. I miss having Eric and Sookie scenes this year. Also would have liked hearing more songs from Letty Mae. I know. I've hated the Smoke Monster storyline. Boring, boring, boring. It was a waste of time, but a great opportunity to grab a snack. Overall, when I think about this season, I can't believe someone just got paid for this crap.
There you go.
On a side note, Sister K, listening to you defend Gabby Douglas's hair and then talk about the hefty swimmer 5 seconds later was too funny. I couldn't help but laugh with
you. Call her out on that.
For keeping us in stitches, sincerely, Kendra.
Thank you, Kendra, for
that. She wasn't
email.
Calling me out. She said she was laughing
with
me.
You always
thank
talk
you,
about
Kendra.
Yeah, we not gonna do that because you that. You do the same thing.
And I admitted that when I did it too. The problem is you don't ever admit it.
Yeah, I do.
Thank you, Kendra. And you and Sister J are of the same mind. Boring, boring, boring.
It's boring, and I agree with you. They got paid for that shit.
They did.
And that was a shitty episode. I sure hope the next last two are better than that.
Okay,
come on.
Okay, let's see. Our next email is from Sherry.
Hey, Sherry.
Hey, sisters. Hope everyone is doing well. Sister J, wonderful job reading all those emails for Sister K last week.
That was a lot of them, too.
I just wanted to comment on a question that Sister K got stuck on last episode. She couldn't understand how Sweetie and the Obamas would know Sookie had light fingers. I agree with Sister J. They are in a small town and people talk.
Exactly.
Just a few days ago, in True Blood time, Sookie flashed her light fingers and threw Pam across the bar in Fantasia.
There you go.
With the Obamas and the town only having Fantasia to hang out in, I don't find it hard to believe that Sweetie would have heard from someone what went on in the bar. Maybe one of the Obamas were even in the club when it happened. They obviously go there since they had no problems finding Jessica there.
Yep.
But, just my opinion. Have a great week and hope you enjoy the finale, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry,
for that
email.
Thank you, Sherry.
And that's a very good observation.
Yes, it is.
Because, like I said, I mean, you know, little bitty towns, everybody know everybody, and everybody knows everybody's business in small towns like that. They just do.
Excuse me, sorry. I had to cough. Okay, our next email is from Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Mr. Eric Northman, a.k.a. Frank, from Toronto.
Oh, yay.
Hey, sisters. I have, as always, been enjoying your podcast. I haven't written earlier because I have been behind on True Blood and therefore out of sync with your podcast. I am almost caught up. I want to give a shout out to your listeners. The people who write in have such good points and can be really funny. Yes, they are.
Yep.
As far as the drinking game goes, I would like to add That's True to the list. I remember you both using the phrase in the first season of your podcast. I think we did that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to hear your rants. I have been dying to hear Sister J's comments on Whoopi Goldberg.
Mm.
I have issues with some things she has said, and I'm interested in hearing from Sister J.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to add my name to the list of people Eric is married to in your podcast family.
Yes.
When Eric killed Russell's lover, it was clear that Eric has walked on both sides of the track.
Oh, yeah.
And remember, same-sex marriage is completely legal in Canada.
Oh, Lord.
Thanks for your... Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't know that, actually. Mm-hmm. Thanks for your podcast. Signing off for now, Mr. Eric Northman, a.k.a. Frank from Toronto.
Thank you, Frank,
Thank
for that
you,
email.
Frank. Yeah. How you been, Frank?
I knew that about Canada because I know a male couple that went up to Canada and got married and then came back. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I thought it was fine. They had a very nice wedding, had wedding photos and everything, just like anybody else. It was very nice. Well, thanks, Frank, for that email.
Thank you, Frank.
And, yeah, I guess we do say that's true a lot.
We used to. I don't think we say it as much now, but mm-hmm. when we first started. Our vocabulary was kind of light back then. Okay, and our last email this week, or so far, is from Paris.
Hey, Paris.
Hello again, sisters. We are on the threshold of the finale, and this has been the absolute best to date. I apologize for the length. Let's dig in. Well, thank you, Paris. I agree.
I don't. Go ahead.
Give Dennis O'Hare his award now, please. Russell stole this episode for me in spades. When Salome stood up and interrupted him while he was making his point about the Fae blood, I knew shit was going to pop off. When she stepped up to in his face and threatened to put him back in the ground, I turned to my friend and said, now watch this shit.
That's the truth.
I cheered when Russell flung Salome's ass all the way across the hall and into that pillar.
That was good.
When he jumped up on that table and declared himself the oldest and strongest vamp, I was in awe. Did y'all hear his accents flaring and shifting as he got angrier?
Oh, yeah.
This was a fantastic scene for the actor slash character. In that moment, he conveyed that he was indeed a 3,000-year-old being that had seen the world, its cultures, its religions, and he was too through with anyone and anything that was going to stand in his way. Go, Russell.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Loved Merlot's bar scenes. I'm glad to see the Bon Temp Supernaturals coming together to watch each other's backs. Sam and Lafayette ain't having no shit up in their establishment. Good on them. Jessica, Jason, and Hoyt's scene was long, but it brought a tear to my eye.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe that he wanted to forget two of the most important people in his life. Hoyt has been a grounding human character since the beginning of the series. Sad to see him go, but I guess it's better that they are writing him off instead of just killing another BT citizen, Bon Temp citizen. When Jessica was summoned to the authority headquarters, you knew things were not going to be good. Judging by how uncomfortable she now seems around her maker, Bill is fully ingrained in this. Is Bill fully ingrained in this Lilith cult? Lord, speaking of which, that vision that Eric and Nora saw of Godric being eviscerated was horrible. Poor Eric. Lilith has got to go.
Mm-hmm.
And see, just for me to pause a second, I don't think Godric's gone.
No, of course he's not.
He just, like, disappeared at that moment. But I think Godric got some stuff for Lilith.
Well, because, you know, Godric told Eric, when Eric was screaming, fight her, he said, not for me to fight her. It's for you. That's for you to fight her. You know, so.
No, he said, she doesn't have to fight me, or I don't have to fight her.
Right, but he was trying to tell him, that's for you to do.
Oh, I was thinking he was trying to say, no, she got to fight me, but I ain't going to go there right now.
No. I took it like he was telling Eric, it's not me that has to fight her. Oh. It's you that has to fight her.
It could be, yeah. It could be that. He says, now Tara is another character that had me transfixed this episode. Seeing her step up as a new vampire to defend her maker's territory was awesome.
That was good.
Excellent use of Ginger's screaming ass, too. Elijah wasn't too strong after all. Go, Tara.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I love Sookie and Jason's scenes. When he gave her sass about not examining everything under Grant's bed, I died laughing. Who's the smart one now?
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. This scroll does not bode well for Sookie. An ancient blood deal between a fey and a Stackhouse ancestor is definitely bad news bears. Sorry, girl. You got Russell and whatever the hell Marlowe is on your tail. Did y'all peep that Morella chick is carrying Andy's half-fey baby?
Yep.
Oh, shit. Lastly, I don't know what it is, but Claude is totally doing it for me. Season 5 will go down as one of the best, Paris.
Thank you, Paris,
Thank
for that
you,
email.
Paris.
Well, you and Sister Kay, I guess, are of like mind. I didn't like the episode.
I liked the episode. And I thought it was great.
And this season started out so promising. They killed off Roman too quick. And then everything's just went to a little cult thing. And it's just, I don't know, it's just boring to me.
I really enjoyed it. And I'm interested to see more about this Warlow. And
well, of course. I mean, everybody wants to know who he is, yeah, and stuff. So that will come in episode 13
and,
or 12.
And I want to definitely see more of Russell. So we got to see what Russell's mm-hmm. going to be up to try to find the Fae. Because since they're hiding out at night.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's all the email we had for this time. It was a short interim period. Sister Jay, do you want to repeat our contest question for everyone so they can be sure and enter? You have until Thursday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time to get your answers in to Sister J's contest question.
Okay. This is a trivia contest question, and the question is, what did Sookie buy at the steak shop? What did Sookie purchase at the steak shop?
And you want to give us the name of the item.
You don't need to add anything to it. It's just what does Sookie purchase?
Look, don't be getting ratty-patty with my
what
ass
does
when I'm trying to clarify for our
don't
listeners.
Don't be clarifying nothing.
We said this last week.
Exactly.
What do you, or actually this week, what is the name of the item that she purchased?
Isn't that what I just said?
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Anyway.
Damn, y'all. Oh, I hope y'all can feel my pain doing this podcast with a cranky ass old lady.
Oh, gosh.
Ooh.
Hurry up.
And I'm sick, too. You should be giving me some sympathy.
Oh, please. You're making me sick. That's probably what it is.
Oh, are you sick?
Well.
Is that what the problem is?
I didn't feel very good this morning.
Oh, okay. Well, see, you should let somebody know.
Mm.
I'm giving you some of my drugs.
You know, I don't take
you
that
feel
shit.
Feel good today.
I don't take all that shit.
All
anyway,
right, well,
give our little particulars.
Yes. So, to send us your answer to the question that Sister J so rudely put out, send it to sisterspeak@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment, what is it? Send us.
I thought you said last week we're taking it by email.
Yeah, but if you go to our contact us page on the website, it will send an email to us.
Oh,
with
okay.
the answer, and that's at sisterspeakpodcast.com. If you want to chat with us during the episodes or throughout the week, you can do this on Get Glue, on Twitter at underscore Sister J and underscore Sister K or Sister Speak Cast. We're also on Get Glue talking about the shows that we're watching, and Sister J has been very active on that lately. she talked about that last time.
We're not going through it again.
We're not going through it again. And we do have a voicemail line, but you can find that number on the website. Also, we're on Facebook at facebook.com/SisterSpeakPodcast. But don't send us your answers on Facebook, because then you'll let everyone know the answer. And you want to make this a real contest.
Yep.
You want better odds. So get them in. We don't have a lot of entries yet, so make sure you get them in by Thursday night.
Well, and your entry got to be correct, too.
Yeah, you have to have the correct answer.
Right. You can't just be saying some bullshit. Because
then you say...
Because then your name ain't going in the pot.
Oh, my God.
So it's only...
Hopefully next week... Oh, y'all pray for a good episode tonight. Because then we gotta have a decent podcast next week today. All right. Well, that's it for now. I'm Sister K. Oh, my Lord.
And I'm Sister J. Okay, let's end this.
See you next time, y'all.